Today, we are going to pinpoint the focus of our presentation. Let's see what we've got. First, let's look at what Cooper has assembled here.
This is a totem pole from the Ami people.
In Aboriginal cultures, totems are usually images of an animal or a plant, representing Holy Mother Nature.
Is a totem an idol that people worship?
I would say that the spirit it embodies is the meaning of the life the people are pursuing.
What does the 100-step snake from the Lukai tribe represent?
The 100-step snake symbolizes peace.
In the festival, the Aboriginal people dance and sing to express the idea that they yearn for peace and want to express thanks for their harvest.
The harvest festival is also about giving praise for peace as well.
Aboriginals do not draw a line of difference between yours and mine, and there's no difference between yours and mine in the harvest celebration either. They share everything.
That is why people are welcome to join them at the festival to bask in the joyful moments.
Well, the totem is the way they worship gods. Are there any taboos about that?
The Ami people forbid anyone in the tribe from wearing any picture or drawing of an animal on their clothing.
The tribe has learned a lot from life, and this is the object they revere.
Oh, I get it. The Amis teach this taboo to their children so that their kids won't make mistakes out of ignorance and fear.
Wow, what a profound explanation.
I believe the love we have for our descendants is the same, no matter what our race, clan, or tribe may be. We all want to leave a legacy for the generations to come.
I used to think the story and culture of the Amis tribe was quite far away from me. Now I can say it's actually very close.